have the Finance Secretary call the roll, please.
Senator Thomas?
I'm present.
Senator Ellis? Senator Egan?
Present.
Senator Huggins?
Present.
Senator Olson? Senator Hoffman?
Here.
Senator Stedman?
Here. Senator, we do have a quorum today, and Senator Ellis will be unable to attend, and Senator Olson is on the way. There was a engagement with the moose on the highway with an automobile, so he's been slowed down, so he'll be joining us late. And if we are efficient, we'll have this done before he shows up. Today we have one item on our agenda, a request to authorize an expenditure of committee funds for demolition work on the fifth floor of the Capitol building as part of the reconfiguration of room 530, the Senate Finance Committee Secretary's work area. And those of us that have worked with them know that their working conditions were subpar the last couple of years, and we've been diligently working to improve those. The members should have received by email the following items as backup material. There's a request for quotation, the number 496 for fifth floor demolition work. A bid abstract indicating only one of five contractors bid on the request. September third item is September 23rd, 09 memo from the LA procurement officer, Tina Strong, to Pam Varney recommending an award to Silver Bow Construction. And the fourth is a diagram showing room 506 and room 508 will be reconfigured once the demolition and reconstruction work are finished. And just as a side note, a major part of the demolition work is dealing with an old concrete safe to get it removed. Senator Hoffman, do I have a motion?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I move that Senate Finance Committee approve the award of RFQ 496 Silver Bow Construction in the amount of $44,960.
Now I'll go ahead and object for discussion purposes. And under the comments here, we're trying to make the Senate Finance Committee space on the fifth floor of the Capitol building more functional. This has been an ongoing project for the last several years, and we're slowly working around in a circle to slowly get that accomplished. In order to make these improvements in room 530, the Senate Secretary's offices will also be impacting Senator Olson's office from 506. So this project will involve working in his office area as well. This has been a project that we have been working on for quite some time, but due to the special sessions, which go back a couple of years, and the renovation in the Capitol of the Thomas Stewart building, or the old Masonic Hall next door, delayed this for the last 2 years. The work involves removing one of the building's vaults, and based on LAA's experience with similar efforts in the past, it's expected that this will be extremely disruptive for those working in the general vicinity. Mainly, they're going to run a jackhammer, and the guys are going to have to jackhammer that safe out of there, and it's going to be rather disruptive for anybody working in the near vicinity of that, trying to concentrate with a jackhammer on it. Consequently, we solicited two prices in the RFQ, one for performing the work during normal business hours and a price for performing the work during non-business hours. I believe we have some folks from the LAA office in Juneau online, and maybe we can start with Ms. Varney with some brief comments on this, and then we'll go to Tina Strong if she's there.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Senate Finance definitely has the money to do this project, and it would be beneficial to do it after hours, and we look forward to moving ahead on this project, and I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Maybe we'll go to Ms. Strong, the procurement officer. She could go over the bids. Are the bid different?
Over the bid.
Available.
Yes, Senator Stedman, this is Tina Strong. And we went out to bid for 15 days. It was sent to 5 different vendors and posted online for with the State of Alaska's online public notice, and only one bid was received from Silver Bow Construction.
And that bid was for $36,500 for normal office hours and $44,960 for after hours, both of which are over the committee chairman's ability to issue a contract of $25,000 or less. So that is why we convened this meeting today, in order to minimize the disruption to the employees and keep productivity moving along in the office. I feel it's more prudent to move forward with the higher bid, the $44,960, the off hour, to allow the construction crew to run jackhammers or concrete saws or whatever they need to facilitate removal of that. And if there is no further discussion, is there any other comments from any of the...
Senator Stedman, Charlie Huggins.
Senator Huggins.
Yes, thank you. Number one, I'm glad to move it forward with this, but I just want to make sure that in the case of Senator Olson, this is the concept's a little bit different than I recall when we did a walkthrough, which is I have no objection to that. I just want to make sure that Senator Olson is supportive of the modification to his office area.
As far as I know, the answer to that is yes, and his staff here is nodding that is yes. We've been had numerous discussions with Senator Olson.
Yeah, and I am very supportive of doing it during non-business hours for logical reasons.
Do we have any other comments from any other?
Yeah, Mr. Chair, Dennis Egan.
Senator Egan.
Yeah, I'm pleased that you'll be doing it after hours, since my staff is right next door. My office is right next door to the demolition.
Okay. That's one of the reasons why we thought we would move to the higher bid. If there's no further objection, I'll go ahead and remove my objections, or no further questions, I'll go ahead and remove my objections for the adoption of the motion. Is there any further comments?
Just one, this Senator Thomas. I was curious, was the bid is 25% greater for that period of time, relatively small amount of money anyhow. I was curious if there was some reason that the other contractors did not bid on it, or if this one was bid with the concept of doing at least the removal of the safe, which would be the jackhammer. The other work might be a little disturbing, but removing light fixtures and stuff, redoing ceilings probably wouldn't be terribly noisy. I was just curious if it was bid for the entire job to be done after hours, and that's why it went up $8,000, and if there were any other thoughts or reasoning behind no one else bidding the job.
Maybe we can ask Ms. Barney if she can help respond to that question, please. Ms. Barney?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Senator Thomas, I don't know the reason why the other four contractors did not bid. They might not have had the availability between now and December 11th to get this job done, so that's all that we can assume. We have another project going on. We had a mandatory site visit the other day, and 6 contractors came by, so that was for a ceiling job. So sometimes we have a lot of bidders, and other times we don't. So I don't know the specific reasons why those 4 didn't.
And is this bid for all of the work to be done, not just maybe the jackhammer work done to remove the safe and the concrete walls versus the other several days or whatever it amounts to with the work?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Thomas, that is correct. We have purchased new carpet since we're taking walls down, and our maintenance crew will do the other work that will be necessary.
All right. Thank you.
You bet.
Any other questions? I'm hearing no further questions or concerns, the Secretary will call the roll, please.
Senator Huggins.
Yes.
Senator Thomas.
Yes.
Senator Egan.
Yes.
Senator Stedman. Senator Hoffman.
Yes. And will the secretary tally the votes, please?
Four yeas, one nay.
Okay, the motion carries.
Was Senator Stedman was...
Five.
I didn't get a vote for Senator Stedman.
Yes, we did.
Was it? I'm sorry. Okay. Five yeas.
Five yeas. And no nays. So the motion carries, and the Senate Finance Committee will award the RFQ 496, the Silver Bowl construction, in the amount of $44,960. Unless members have any other additional business or comments they'd like to make, this will conclude our agenda. Do we have any comments from any senators?
Nope.
Seeing no further comments, I'd like to thank everybody for giving their time up today to come in and help the committee move forward with this so we can have it done by the start of the session so we have an orderly process. Thanks, everybody. This meeting is adjourned.